Look at Newsboy Windish up there. Hey, Newsboy.
Wendy's here? Peter Pan and Wendy?
I'm flying. Well, look at me way up high in the sky. I'm flying.
Wait, Joe, do you have two mics?
Yeah.
Is this a press conference?
No, I can't get my headphones to work in my stupid fucking operation.
He's got two like a press conference.
Yeah, it's Newsboy Wendy on the scene, as Joe put it. Now, I got a new hat is what he's talking about. It's like a Newsboy Newsy style hat. I thought I looked good in it, but whatever. I guess I should have known better. I do know Joe's opinions on people that have hair that wear hats. So I guess I had that coming. But hey, some inside baseball for you. Get it? Because like sports. That what you just heard before was actually recorded last week before the episode. And here's the deal. We actually continued on longer after the episode last week. And I cut it all out at the time, but I guess there's some good stuff in there so we can use it. The reason I'm not thrilled about that is because Margo and I are both in it. And I'm pretty sure at one point we're just getting roasted by Joe and Oliver. So whatever, we'll let you listen to it though. Next week, they will be back with another full-blown episode, so you're not going to want to miss that. But until then, enjoy whatever this is.
Hey, when are you in L? Are you, you're in LA next weekend, right?
This weekend.
Oh, cool. I'm seeing you.
Yeah.
Yeah, good. I want to come to the game.
Oh, hell yeah.
Can you
you're
get
in
me
LA
into SoFi?
This weekend?
I am. Now that gets Josh involved.
Josh doesn't like football.
No, here. Okay, here's the thing. I'm 36 years old, and I finally have decided I really want to become a sports fan.
that does not work that way.
No, but it has to.
That's like saying, you know, I'm 52, and I really want to become a hot air balloon enthusiast.
Good. That kind of makes sense. I feel like that works.
Or, by the way, I'm the richest man in the world and I want to go to space. That
by the way,
never
it's
happened.
So funny you say that. There's Balloon Fest coming up here in Albuquerque, and it's the biggest hot air balloon festival in the world. Apparently, like hundreds of thousands of balloons go up at one time, and people from around the country and even around the world come to witness this.
And you're going to be stumbling around underneath all those balloons with your dad high on peyote.
I'm going to be there when your dad is there. I'm going to follow you around and film the whole thing secretly.
Everyone's coming into Albuquerque for Balloon Fest.
I'll be there October. I'm going to be there October 1st, obviously. Go see your dad.
Wait a minute. Is that like a new nose ring?
No, it's an always nose ring.
No, he's talking to Josh.
Oh.
Yeah. And you have a tongue. Yeah. You have a tongue pierce.
I thought that's what sports fans do.
Oh, my God. Margo's got a tongue pierce and
my
a nose
chest
ring.
Is painted under this shirt.
What? What number?
It's a
Cardinals
J.
jersey?
No, it's a J, and I'm trying to get O-E-B-U-C-K. And we're going to go to a game that you call.
Great.
One of the World Series games, maybe. And
you're going to have to branch out in your friend group.
Hey, you know what?
Paint your bird an O.
You know what I'm thinking, Joe? Like, Josh should be a part of this show in a way because he's fucking funny. Imagine, like, kicking it over to Windish for some sort of insight into something.
Let's kick it over to Windishville.
That's really funny, dude. I mean, I think from now on, when you feel inspired to chime in, like with...
You know why? Because he sits there and he's just judging everything we say.
Yeah.
He's in his mind, he's thinking of where to edit this stupid show and he's just bitter.
I know. It's true. He is bitter. And then I'm thrown by this Margot tongue ring thing. When did this happen? Like in college?
Yeah, in college. I never got rid of it.
Wow.
I got 12 tattoos and piercings. Yeah, college was a, you know.
You had a lot of disposable income.
I know.
I worked through college and I just chose to spend it on, you know, tattoos and piercings.
Do you have any regrets?
Yeah. Mm-mm. The tattoos, no, because, I mean, they're all terrible, most of them. But
What's your least favorite? What is that, a gecko?
Yes. I moved to Tucson when I was 18 for college, and I was like, "Oh, God. The desert! I got to get
a rookie gecko. Mistake."
I have a tribal tramp stamp.
Wow!
I mean, I have like the most cliche tattoos.
That's
I don't
awesome.
Regret any of them. God. It's a good story. I was a teacher too. Can you imagine if you saw your kid's teacher with all of this?
The gecko.
Nowadays, it's like the norm.
Yeah, it's fine. It's totally acceptable.
Yeah.
No problem.
Yeah.
So if you need a camera person, Oliver, I will quietly sneak behind you guys and film you on peyote.
Okay.
In Albuquerque. No problem. Great.
Perfect.
Okay, good.
Hey, Dad, let's have a sip of this tea.
What is it, son? Don't worry, Dad.
Don't worry about it.
My dad loves that stuff.
I'm really serious. I am trying to learn sports. Like,
what sport,
I really
like
feel like I
want to.
I'm starting with
you can't
baseball.
Just say sports.
Yeah, like
no, but
which one?
Baseball. Okay, baseball is what I'm starting with because I kind of like last year I had so much fun. I've always had fun watching like the World Series games. So like that was kind of, but I didn't know what
you're
was going
welcome.
On. And I know. And by the way, we watched the 9/11 game, the New York, the Mets, and the Yankees.
Yeah,
maybe I'll call it that.
We have a lot of questions though still about baseball.
Do you understand the game?
Well, you can't. Yeah.
Then you're never going to get football then.
It takes years to understand baseball. It's impossible to explain it.
Start with basketball. That one's like, I feel like that's easy.
Soccer.
What about football? Like football's a thing, like, you know.
I mean, football's in the middle, but there's a lot to know and learn about football. But
and it's slow. Like basketball's so fast.
By the way, how about that Baltimore KC game? That was incredible.
The what?
The Baltimore KC game. You probably didn't watch it, but it was Sunday. I think it was Sunday night.
Sorry, I was placing a monkey lock on my 3-year-old son's door.
It was. I know you don't really watch football games, but it was fantastic.
Just one thing. How can it be a strike if the ball gets hit by the bat?
Because it's a foul, and that's a strike. But if there's two strikes, you can foul tip it as much as you want. You can hit it foul as much as you want, and it's not a strike three. Unless you're bunting. You cannot bunt with two strikes and foul tip it. Otherwise, you're out.
I just want to I feel like I missed an opportunity early in life to learn all about the game so that way, because I have a fascination with calling the game. Joe, like, I'm serious. Like, I go back in my radio days when I worked in sports radio and stuff. Like, I was fascinated by the play-by-play announcers.
Yeah, well, we're geniuses.
So I want to call a game, but I don't know what's going
on.
So that would be
like this. It'll be a 2-2 swing and a foul. He's not out because he fouled. He can foul it as many times as he wants, unless he's bunting. Now, if he's bunting and it's foul, he's out, as you all know.
The 1-2 pitch.
Here's
it's a
one,
line
two,
drive to the left field.
Ooh, look at that.
That ball is gone.
Yes. Hey, that ball is out of here. Out of here.
Welcome to game one of the World Series.
Yeah. You're ready for like Xbox baseball.
Welcome to
Josh,
game one.
You're going to be the MC for the live show. That's it. You're hired.
Done. Yes.
Anyway. Exactly.
With the bird, though, like on
this is going to be like going to the Wiggles concert if we do a live show. It's like, hey, everybody, it's our friend Josh Wendy. And Margo with her tattoos. You can only see 8 of them.
By the way, I have an idea. I actually had an idea when I was trying to watch the game. Is I think, you know how they have like other, you can switch to other audio sub-channels to hear other languages, broadcast another. What if there was a sub-channel for people that knew nothing about the game? So like it over-explained everything that was happening.
What is this? Why are their pants so tight?
Well, you know, the Mannings crushed it. Did you see their ratings?
Yes.
Are you mad?
Yes, I did. No, I watched some of it. It was great. but I'm friends with them, so I'm biased.
Were they good? I didn't get to hear any of it.
Oh, if you really want to watch the game,
yeah,
that's not
got the thing. It.
Like
got
if your favorite team is the Chiefs or the Ravens,
right?
That's not your thing.
Yeah.
But if you're there to just enjoy and laugh and kind of see guests come in and out, it's perfect. That's great.
Yeah.
I would say that on the air. I would say that to a writer. I would say that to Peyton. I would.
I really like Chris Collinsworth. I mean, is that okay?
Oh God, yeah. He's one of my closest friends in this business.
I think he's so.
He and I worked together for 3 years.
I know. I love listening to him, and I love his
exuberance. Here we go.
Yeah, I love his exuberance for the game, and like I don't know. He gets into it. I don't know. I like him. I played a round of golf with him at Tahoe.
You did?
Yeah.
Collinsworth?
Yep, a practice round.
Wow. Yeah. I didn't know he played in that thing ever.
Yeah, that was a while ago since I don't get invited anymore.
Oh, God. All right. All right. Eat your dessert. I'm going to go. I'm going to go check monkey locks.
Bye, guys.
All right, till next time.
Josh, I'm going to send you a couple of notes on how to watch a baseball game.
Oh, that'd be great. That would be excellent. Because I really do like the game of baseball. I really do like it.
Swing and a hot smash to short. Picked up with a backhand over the first two outs.
Hot smash. I like that. Have you ever used a hot smash? That's fucking...
No, I'm going to do that next game.
Dude, hot smash? Come on.
Can your dog hear me right now, Margo?
Yeah, now he can.
Oh, my gosh. We're going to put... Did you just put the earpiece in your dog's ear?
Yes, he just freaked out.
Listen to Daddy Issues on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Daddy Issues is a production of Cavalry Audio and iHeartMedia, produced by Margot Carmichael.
Sound engineering and editing by Josh Windisch.
Executive produced by Joe Bach, Oliver Hudson, Dana Brunetti, and Keegan Rosenberger.